This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is probably really stupid, but we're going to talk about how we sit on couches.
Okay. Should we bring one in for a demonstration?
I really wish we had one in the studio right now. Because Erin has said she can't physically sit on a couch.
I mean, I can.
But you're like, your feet go like, whoop, they go out because they can't, they won't touch.
If I am sitting all the way back to like where my back is on
touching
back,
the
cushion, my knees like don't, my legs aren't long enough. So my legs stick out like
listen,
a toddler.
I had what's called a deep seat couch.
Yeah.
That did that. It was like that. Like you, like anybody, like the seats were like. Mm-hmm.
Was that comfortable?
You would, like, if you wanted to bend, there were lots of throw pillows on it. So if you really wanted to put your back against the one part of it, then you would put pillows behind you and just kind of oof.
Okay. And just melt into it?
Yeah.
But you need to call for help to get up, it sounds like.
No, I mean.
Yeah. I'm ready.
It was kind of nice, though, because then it almost encouraged you to just lay down. Because you didn't want your feet sticking straight out. So you would just.
Why not?
Well, because that's stupid.
It definitely makes me feel like I am in kindergarten.
You're not that short. What? How tall
Can
are you?
Can someone come tie my shoes?
I'm 5'2".
And you can't
half.
On a right. Everybody who says laugh is lying.
No, I'm being genuine. 5'2" and a half.
We're going to put a mark on the door.
Absolutely.
And
let's do
so
it.
So you have short little Oompa Loompa legs? That's probably
I
not
feel like I have long legs for my height. Decent proportion.
It's going to be weird, but I'm going to have to watch you walk around later.
Yep.
To check. Because have you ever seen somebody with Taylor Swift, does she have a normal? No, she has
no,
super
she has
long legs.
Very long legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen somebody that's the opposite?
Like a long torso?
Oh.
A lot of models have long torsos.
It's so, I find it so off-putting.
I think it's cool.
No. It's got to either be proportionate or the legs got to be the long thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd have to see it. I don't know that I can picture
anybody.
Why don't
you Google long torso while Erin and I chat about her couch sitting style? Is that going to be a weird, not safe
for weird search?
Search?
I don't know.
It'll
We're going
fine.
For it.
Long torso.
Yeah,
anyway,
but because of my legs, I tend to sit cross-legged on couches.
This may mean that you have a desire to protect an image of sophistication and composure. You want to be perceived as polished and controlled.
What? Tell me a polished person who is going into their boss's office
right.
and sitting cross-legged.
You're right. Crisscross applesauce does not scream
no.
polished. It screams kindergarten.
Yes.
It
screams
Can we
comfortable.
Can we get you to the parachute today? Come on, boss.
Oh, my God. Did they stop doing it in your school? I can't believe you guys know what that is.
Oh, it was the best day of gym.
Yeah, it was.
That and the roller, the flat roller scooter kind of things.
They still had those.
Oh, those were so much fun. And we would play hockey in them.
We got rid of them because so many people either had finger injuries,
yeah.
Because you're holding on to it.
And then your hand just goes under.
Over,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're so fun.
Well, they had little handles by the time we had them. Did they always have a little kind of
no,
handle?
No, ours was just
a square.
Just a square.
Literally, one of your projects in sixth grade wood shop was to make next year's death boards. So you're just cutting out plywood and like drilling the crappy old metal roller skate wheels to the bottom.
Does Costco sell these?
Do you want to do like murder ball on like those boards?
No, I want the parachute. That's what I want. I want to do it. I like when you get under it and it's like a big room when the air gets trapped. That's one my time, favorite part.
Oh yeah, everybody pulls it under
the
them.
The only time I went to camp, they had that and there were too many kids and so I didn't get to go under.
Oh no.
So you were like, the
your legs gotta be this long if you want to do the parachute.
Did they ever do that? This is why they got rid of it in my school. Eventually the teachers let the parachute be a thing where you would put a kid on it.
On it and like throw him
and
up in the air.
And, down.
And then we flung a kid and it wasn't good.
No, we never got to
because you're
do
just
that.
Like, you starting to get a little bit of
it's
air.
It's strong enough to hold
yeah,
someone?
Well, when we, I don't remember how we pulled it off, but we were all just, and we flung. Have you ever done the trampoline thing where somebody's unsuspecting?
Mm-hmm.
You
get them like, you bounce them?
You get them jumping, and then you do the like, you got to do like, time their jump and then you just, and you
throw
launch them into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
And that's what, it's they so put fun. The nets on the side. I've launched somebody over that net.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, that now I kind of just want to do the roller derby thing. No parachute.
Okay, so we need text into 51059 where we can buy the murder boards.
Yeah. And why was a parachute a thing? It's like, here, you need to learn how to use a parachute, but this is also not how you use it. Like, you're not jumping out of a plane and using it. It's
there,
just
was,
like,
I think there wasn't really a point.
Yeah, here's this giant kind of blanket at this point.
It was a shoulder exercise. I think we're doing shoulder exercises. That's for your arms.
I think it was just fun.
No, because didn't they put balls on it? Didn't you make popcorn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we
you
did.
You made popcorn. Oh, you were doing right. All the balls were on there. So everybody's doing, that's your shoulders.
Oh,
that's your
they were tricking
forearms.
Us into working
yes,
out.
It's all workout. Oh, they've got you to.
And I like the part where we get under it and sit down. So now I'm, it's really.
It makes sense.
They were teaching you how to sit. It's like the shake weight. Like it's
okay.
The shake weight doesn't do anything.
Well, it's training you.
Do they have those in school these days?
My school does. Can we get back to how we sit on a couch?
Gosh.
Okay. Please. So we know that Aaron's crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you?
I'm kind of the lounging back, and I'm also kind of the stool rester. Not the stool. I don't have a stool, but I have a coffee table. I put my feet on
you
the coffee table.
You put your actual feet where you put food.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
with shoes on?
No, I don't wear shoes in the house. Never. So I'm barefoot or socks or slippers.
It shows a willingness to adapt to your surroundings is what that says.
Okay.
But lounging back says you take up all the area the couch has. Yeah, because you're enjoying your comfort.
You can just call me fat. You don't have to be all cute about it.
Get two parachutes. This one needs to sit down.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.